This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
There is a big elephant in the room between the academy and the madrasa. And that is that the both of them view the other in a very unfavorable light. There is a almost hostile view of the other. And as somebody who's been on both sides of the fence, I think that hostility is actually unhealthy for knowledge. I say, from my personal experience, that I have benefited immensely from both paradigms. And personally, on a personal note, I thank Allah for having blessed me with both of these paradigms. And I wouldn't be who I am without both of these paradigms. But I'll also mention that while I was in each paradigm, each one strongly criticized the other to the point of anathematizing it. Like, obviously, the madrasa system is extremely hostile to the academy. Extremely hostile. And the version or vision they have of the academy is basically, I'm sorry to say this, but a bunch of zanadiqa, you know? Like people who are out to destroy the religion. There is no khair in them at all. And I'm still asked this, despite the fact it's been almost 20 years since I've been accepted to Yale. But it's still I'm asked this. You studied with non-Muslims? Your professors didn't believe in Islam? How could you go study with them? They're kuffars. How could you study with them, right? And in fact, in my particular case, not only am I questioned, but one of the easiest ways to dismiss a critic of mine who wants to dismiss me in anything that I've done only needs to mention, oh, he studied at Yale. That is the refutation. He's no longer a good person. He's been corrupted by those people, right? So it becomes very ad hominem, and actually it's effective amongst many groups of people. Large groups of the Muslims, if they don't like something you say, if you've reached a view or a point or something that they don't like, rather than engage with what is said, they will simply dismiss you. Oh, khalas, yani, kharabatu, you know, khalas, he's been corrupted by the system. Now, obviously, I mean, annas a'da ma jahilu, as the saying goes, right? If you don't know what it is, you're going to easily hate it. But again, flip side, I've been in the academy. There is strong suspicion of the academy against the madrasa students. There is a dismissal of the fact that a madrasa student might possibly be a critical thinker. There is definitely, definitely an arrogance. Not in every single person, but perception is there that what is this guy going to benefit? He's a fundamentalist believer. And actually, to be honest, I have experienced this myself as well. Your research can be dismissed within the academy if it appears to defend. Like, for example, I have critiqued some of these notions of, you know, Syriac legends of the Quran. I've attended conferences. I have given my views and whatnot. And you find the mumblings, oh, this guy's a preacher. This guy studied in Medina. So ironically, each side dismisses the other, dismisses me because of my other background, right? So the ad hominem goes both ways. You would think the academy should be better. No, wallahi, it's not. It is not better. And it is very, and you know, the first person who actually said this to me way before I was in the academy is a person whom I was very fortunate to have met. Perhaps you've heard of him, Dr. Mustafa Al-Azami. Dr. Mustafa Al-Azami, who won the King Faisal Award back in the 80s, the hadith guy, right? And Allah rahmahu, he passed away. When I was a chemical engineering student, I studied with him a little bit. I studied hadith with him when I was an engineering student in America. And he said to me that his PhD dissertation, which was a defense of hadith and a refutation of shaykh, right? That his dissertation, he felt hurt that it was dismissed by the academy because he was a practicing Muslim. And, oh, this is just, you know, polemics. This is just apologetics. This is somebody who's just defending the faith. And he was like, but refute what I'm saying, not the fact that I'm a believer. And I remember this when I was 19 years old. I heard this from him in a halaqa that I had, right? And subhanAllah, 20 years later, when I was in the academy, that phrase would come back, and I saw this myself, ra'y al-ayn, and I still see this. And I'll be honest here, I mean, I resigned from the academy because multiple reasons, but of them is that I felt that somebody as public as I am in the preaching and teaching side and the ilm side, that I don't have a place in the Western academy.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الرب.